It's podcast time on XFM. The breakfast show best bits are in. Lots of chat and interviews and less bits with Matt Dyson. Breakfast XFM. It's Danny with Specs on XFM.
It's Danny.
It's breakfast XFM.
It's Danny.
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.
Hello there and welcome to podcast number 41 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. On this week's podcast, Chris Rock himself swings by the studio. We'll get your £5 flat fee fines. We find out Matt Dyson can make this noise and so much more. And we start, as always, with a clip chosen this week by Class 3E. That's Mrs. Graham's class from the children of Solihull Comprehensive.
Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.
Just seen a story here. Dogs can catch yawns. They can catch yawns. You know when you see a dog yawn? Have you ever yawned because you've seen a dog yawn? Does it work both ways?
I'm not sure.
Dogs can catch yawns from humans, but it seems to work best if there's a bond between dog and man. So they've got a dog in a room, and they bring in a bunch of people, and they all start yawning, and they wait to see when the dog yawns. And the dog ordinarily will yawn if he hears his owner yawning. Right. So he recognises the yawn, and he goes, well, I better get in on this. He's doing it. I'm involved. Do you catch yawns? Are you a yawn catcher, Matt?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah. You
know, when it comes to yawns, very
I imagine
much.
That's the motto above your coat of arms.
Yeah, it is.
You know, yesterday we were talking about scientists have too much time on their hands.
Yes.
I think this is another example
another
of that.
It's another example of that, isn't it? That's what's happening there. I wonder if we can send a yawn somewhere.
Oh, nice.
I wonder if someone... Let's see how far we can send a yawn this morning, just before seven. We'll all yawn at once, all right? And then if you're listening, however far away you are, let us know, right? Text in if you yawn as well. And let us know where in the country or the world...
Yeah, people tweet us from South America.
Oh, they do, don't they? Venezuela good, and stuff like that. Oh. There's a restaurant in Tokyo that has us on very loudly.
Yes, that's true.
It's now in the afternoon over there. So if you're listening, just stop whatever it is you're doing. Let's bring the music down.
We could call it the Yawn Chorus.
Oh, this is a regular feature already. This is what we're doing every day from now on. Okay, so everyone just...
This isn't replacing TV. You know on the radio, is it?
No, this is replacing all other content.
Oh,
this is all we're doing all day. So everyone, Steve as well. After three. One, two, three. If you just yawned as well, let us know where in the world you are. This is science, guys. This is science.
XFM.
Chris Rock's on the show a bit later on. Chris Rock. He's got a new film out, 2 days in New York. So we thought we would ask you if you would like to get involved with Snap My Pitch Up. And here's the thing. I've got three pairs of guest list places up for grabs for the premiere of 2 days in New York, which takes place on Friday night in Kensington. And starring Chris Rock there. So three pairs of guest list places, and they could be yours if you play Snap My Pitch Up. Should we do this properly? Have we got the jingle and everything like that?
Oh,
hello. Oh, we'll do this. We might as well do it properly if we're going to do it at all.
Why not?
Snap My Pitch Up.
Matthew, your pitch for Chris Rock, please.
Chris's Rock Clock Block.
Oh.
The US comedian goes around seaside towns in the UK using sticks of rock to obscure the view of pensioners trying to work out what time it is on the town hall clock.
Wow, that's great.
The more old folk resorting to looking at their watches, the more money he makes for his chosen charity.
His chosen charity.
Watcher
great.
On board already.
Watcher!
Yeah, yeah.
God, big guns. All right, Dave.
Mine's also clock based, actually.
Oh.
Chris Rock goes TikTok. Uh-huh. This is very much a live broadcast. We use Chris Rock as the big hand on Big Ben.
That's great.
Or any large clock around the world, and for every well-received joke he makes in front of a live audience, he goes 1 minute further around the clock.
Oh,
now, this, of course, means we don't know how long each show will be. Now, that's exciting.
That is exciting. Nice. It could be days.
Yeah.
Chris Rock rocks pop socks. This is in the style of his critically acclaimed documentary, Good Hair. This is a follow-up rock doc in which Chris Rock rocks pop socks. Airports, high streets, film premieres. There's nowhere Chris Rock won't rock his pop socks. Knee length, ankle biters, cotton, polyester or silk. Chris Rock rocks pop socks will bring nylon hosiery back to the big screen. Please note, this is not a comedy. This is a classic tearjerker.
We are XFM.
Let's find out what the good news is in the studio. I'm looking at you, Matt Dyson. I'm looking at you. I'm relying on you to cheer this country up.
Okay.
With your good news.
Good news, guys. Yeah. After revealing on yesterday's show my recent problems at the hands of static electricity shocks in shopping centres.
Sparky Dyson.
It seems I'm not alone. Ooh. Many of you also getting nasty surprises in the materialistic meccas. Despite Muggins there and the other one telling me it was just a problem that I suffered with.
Yeah, his lives there.
I've touched a nerve, it would appear. Confirmed listener Nikki Herridge even had some advice on Twitter on how to avoid them.
Wonderful.
Stroke the walls of the shop you're in. She says,
Stroke the walls of the shop you're in.
Yeah, she says, you look like a freak, but it works. Alternatively, Rachel, at her divine shadow, suggested I wear less polyester and pick up my feet when I walk.
Well, you do exclusively wear polyester.
Good advice.
He's wearing right now a polyester jumpsuit.
Yeah, that's true. That's what it is, I think.
Sparky Dyson stroking the walls. Good news, guys. I took work experience Steve out last night. We stepped out together, and it felt good. A couple of pints at the Yorkshire Grey, and then onto an intimate Tim Minchin gig at the 100 Club in front of a small crowd. Just me and a 21-year-old boy enjoying each other's company. And if you think that's wrong, maybe you're the one with the problem. Thought about that? Anyway, Steve finished the night by saying that the gig in the evening had been his, quote, favourite thing ever, end quote. I was delighted. Until this morning, when Matt said Steve had said exactly the same thing to him after they went to Nando's for some peri-peri. Still, seems Steve is always happy, and that is good news.
XFM.
So we're doing science on the programme this morning on the important broadcast. The Yawn Chorus. You just witnessed the development of a new feature that we'll probably never do again. But the yawn has spread all around the world. That's what's happened here. Not just in Dartford. Joe from Dartford, he yawned. Cat in Wimbledon yawned. Janine in Plymouth yawned.
Yes.
Aisling in Romford yawned. Buckingham yawned. Barking, a yawn. Oh, look, the M11 is yawning. London's gateway to East Anglia. Well done, Steve. Chelmsford going further north now. Maidstone, yawn. North Yorkshire, we've got a yawn.
Whoa.
Alex yawned in Edinburgh. Oh, wow. Look at this. This is good. This is what the Yawn Chorus is all about. The yawn spread far. Vexape tweeted us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just five words. Yawning in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Yeah. That's the Yawn Chorus, everybody.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Tell you what, this Snap My Pitch Up for Chris Rock has gone crazy. One of the most popular ones ever. Let's do Snap My Pitch Up.
Snap My Pitch Up.
So, your ideas are in. Your TV pitches, your film pitches for future vehicles for the comedian and film star Chris Rock. Remember, we've got tickets to the premiere of 2 Days in New York. It takes place on Friday night in Kensington. 3 pairs of guest list places up for grabs. That we'll give away in a moment. So, Matt, hit me with a pitch.
Confirm listener Andy in Bracknell. Chris Rock meets Mock Gok for Ham Hock. Chris Rock meets up with the UK's top Gok Wan impersonator for a slap-up Ham Hock supper for an hour of baffling TV.
That's very nice. Jeff the Chef says, a sequel to Everyone Hates Chris. A cookery programme called Everyone Grates Cheese. Not sure of the format, but it will include Chris, a bowl of grated cheese, and probably a wise-cracking penguin who has an eye for the ladies. It's an unusual one. It's an unusual one, Jeff. Confirm listener Rachel says, Chris Rock's Hiccupops. Chris Rock travels to Manchester, Connecticut to steal a 13-year-old girl's idea for a hiccup cure. He's thwarted over the course of a 24-episode series in the manner of Tom and Jerry. That's lovely, yeah.
Well, there's a couple of cookery ideas for UK TV food. Jack in Barking, Chris Rock's Swiss Wok. Mm. Chris cooks traditional meals from Switzerland, but with an oriental twist.
Yes.
Also, Chris Rock mocks Jock Woks, a hard-hitting food programme where Chris exposes substandard Chinese takeaways in Scotland.
I see.
Toby and Slough.
Chris
no
Rock.
No offence to Scotland.
Chris Rock mocks locks. Chris Rock travels the canal routes of the UK, mocking those struggling to navigate narrowboats through the cruel, mysterious locks, says Steve. And there's hundreds of these. They're amazing. let's get Chorizo Pete. Pete, what's yours?
Chris Rock's Crisp Frock, where Chris Rock succeeds in fabricating the world's first crisp frock, made from only crisps. Watch him narrowly escape the wrath of Gary Lineker as he hunts Rock down in an attempt to devour said crispy frockage.
There you go. That's worthy of a pair of guest list places for the premiere on Friday night. right, well done, Chris. So, Pete, you're in. Ali, Chris Rock mocks docs. Chris goes undercover in London's most prestigious hospitals, setting booby traps during critical operations with hilarious results. Matt.
Chris Rock, stop that flock. Chris Rock is trained as a sheepdog and has to compete one man and his dog style challenges in a dog costume. Teacher Ellie.
Wow.
Not sure I'd go for that one.
No. Chris Rock's enormous cockerel. Chris travels the length and breadth of Britain looking for the largest cockerel in the land. It's very much an avian version of what sort of a Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Why are you all laughing? This is
it's a good one.
It's a serious one. Here's a winner. Here's a winner. Gorilla. Rock, Spock, and two smoking carols. On this seasonal special, Chris and Leonard Nimoy go around people's houses in a sing-off of Christmas carols in their own unique style. The winner gets a mince pie and a glass of sherry. The loser, of course, leaves with nothing. That's a winner. And good. One more winner from you, mate.
Confirm listener Ollie in Rains Park. Yeah. Chris Rock's mock rock shock stock. Chris Rock runs a fake rock shop. The rock's made of foam or polystyrene are sold to the general public by Chris.
Yeah.
Where instead of handing the rocks over the counter to the customers, he throws them the rock and hilarity ensues.
That's a long-running series. Panic. That's a long-running series. That's a great vehicle.
Yeah,
we are... £5 flat fee fines. The system that we've instigated. We've got hundreds of them written down in an important document, which we've put quite a bold font on, headed important document, to really ram that home. And there's just hundreds of the things that you've been sending through, which eventually we will bring to the mayor and say, look, you know, you're fresh in. How about some new ideas? How about some new ideas? For example, Matt, what's your £5 flat fee fine today?
Well, mine is for... this would be dished out to owners of shopping centres.
Do it properly. Go, oi, owners of shopping centres.
The blooming owners of shopping centres. Yeah. Will you please do something about your static electricity? maybe it's the Latvian trainers I wear. I don't know what, if it's just me, but every time I go anywhere near any metal... in a high street retailers these days, like a lift or a metal handrail thing, I'm getting small electric shocks every single time. I was getting buzzed all over the shop at Mamas and Papas at the weekend. It's ridiculous. Maybe it's the shops attacking me because I hate visiting them so.
Sparky Dyson.
Muggins here hates being dragged around them.
Listen to his niggas over there.
Statically attack me.
It's your Latvian trainers.
I'm not having it anymore.
He's mad as hell. He's not going to take anymore. Hey, Greenwich. What are you so far away for? Seems like no matter where I am, if I need to get to you, you're miles away. Arrogant. Why are you so keen to be so far away? Join in. You know, join in the party. I'm closer. I've got time always to be travelling to Greenwich. And yeah, you could say it depends where I'm starting from. You know what I mean? Seems like you're very keen to shift the blame onto me, aren't you? You're the one that's miles away. Sort it out. £5, please.
For Greenwich.
For Greenwich. It seems quite low as a monetary value. Let's do. I'll whack another fiver on. It's £10. This is an exciting moment on your important breakfast broadcast. We've been talking about him all morning. He is world famous, globally recognised, arena filling comedian, documentarian, disciplinarian, humanitarian, maybe an Aquarian. It's Chris Rock, everybody.
Thank you.
How are you,
I'm
Chris?
An Aquarian.
Are you?
Yes.
Really?
February 7th.
It was a complete guess, Chris, but I'm pleased.
You, my friend, are a dope MC.
I think I am a dope MC. I think I am. I am a dope MC. I've got that Thug Life tattoo on me. All those things.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, Christopher. It's great to see you. 2 Days in New York is your brand new film.
Yes.
And it's great. I watched it last night. You, Julie Delpy, together. It's a kind of a... you play a guy called Mingus.
Mitch. Mingus.
I can't believe I'm telling you.
I got a lot of movies, but
what Mingus. Film do you play a man called Mitch?
I think I'm Mitch in What to Expect. I'm not sure.
I see. Well, if you need any more information about 2 Days in New York, I've got it all here.
please. Yeah. Fill me in.
Well, you play Mingus, of course, and you are going out with Marion, a French lady, in the
lovely Julie Delpy.
I mean, they say acting is reacting, don't they? And you have to do a lot of reacting.
I have to do a lot of reacting. I'm the only person in the movie that doesn't speak French.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, and it helps because I don't speak French.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell they're talking about half the movie.
Yeah. So when you were filming, did you know what they were on about either?
No.
Did you know when they'd taken a break?
No.
You just thought they were always on?
They were kind of always on, and the cameraman spoke French, and yeah. Julie spoke French. To the, yeah, I was... I still don't know what happened.
What it's about.
Yeah.
Well, you play Mitch. No. So, on this as well, I mean, there's a lot of kind of ad-libbing going on, was it?
There's some. I mean, she wrote a pretty great script.
Yeah.
But, you know, especially like when I was, you know, there's these scenes where I talk to Obama and...
Yeah.
You know, I'm a radio, you know, personality, a lot of that was ad-libbed, but the rest of the stuff was pretty much in the
Was all there.
Yeah.
And her father is in it, playing her father.
Her father is...
He seems like an eccentric character.
I don't know what the hell he's saying, but yeah, he's very eccentric.
He's an interesting fella.
Yes.
So 2 days in New York, some of our listeners this morning are going along to the premiere on Friday night. And they won their way there, Chris. They won their way there by trying to predict what your next move will be in terms of your career.
Really?
Yeah, so what is coming up?
In about 10 days, I start Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll go on tour.
Okay, cancel both those things.
What do they think I was going to do?
Well, we do a thing called Snap My Pitch Up.
Smack my pitch up.
Snap my pitch up.
Snap, okay.
They're
trying to... those guys?
Dave, can you give us a quick Prodigy update?
They're still going. They're just recording their next album. They're still big over here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Prodigy check
with
Chris
Rock. Or they're still working over here?
Yeah, it's all still happening.
Yeah, they're not at Hyde Park, are they?
No. So let's play Snap My Pitch Up.
Snap my...
I like Prodigy. We need more Prodigy. Where are you, Prodigy?
A heartfelt plea from Chris Rock. Chris, all of these projects are very much up for grabs. One of them are yours. We've cleared this with your agents, all your legal people.
Oh, please, I need a job.
They said he'll do anything. It's absolutely fine. The first one is Chris Rock Rocks Pop Socks. Now, this is a documentary style, very much in the style of your critically acclaimed documentary, Good Hair.
Right.
It's another rock doc in which Chris Rock rocks pop socks, airport, high streets, film premieres. There's nowhere Chris Rock won't rock his pop socks. Knee length, ankle biters, cotton, polyester or silk. Chris Rock rocks pop socks will bring nylon hosiery back to the big screen. But please note, Chris, this is not a comedy. This is very much a tearjerker. Your thoughts?
You know, I'm going to pass on that one.
Pass, really?
I'm going to pass on that one.
I talked
to George Clooney, and he's looking for something like that.
Really?
So I think it would be better for him.
Kind of needs to rhyme. We're going to have to change his name. Yeah. George Rock. Okay. Clooney. Clooney Spoony? Something like that. I don't know.
Sock Looney.
I don't know.
George Clooney, Sock Looney. Yeah. Boom, we're in. You could be a producer. Rock, Spock, and Two Smoking Carols. On this seasonal special, Chris and Leonard Nimoy, Spock, of course, go around people's houses in a sing-off of Christmas carols in their own unique style. The winner gets a mince pie and a glass of sherry. The loser leaves with nothing. That's from Gorilla. Your thoughts?
Maybe. I like that one.
That's a maybe. All right.
That's
the closest.
I'm not going to turn it down yet. I'm going to hold on to that offer.
Good. Jack in Barking says, Chris rocks Swiss wok. Chris cooks traditional meals from Switzerland, but with a Chinese twist.
I like the cooking channel, so I like that one.
Well, this is, I mean, it's certainly not a film vehicle, but I mean, it is a long-running cookery channel documentary.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the cookery channel's big in the States.
Absolutely, all right. Well, Chris Rock's Swiss Wok, very much coming to you from XFM. Yeah. Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. The new film opens this week.
Our listeners will be down there on Friday.
Please, come out, see my movie, and buy some Prodigy records.
XFM.
Shall we get the good news where you are? Yes is the answer to that question. Whether you like it or not. Some great good news this morning. Things are really... It's the hump day feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crawling towards the weekend. Matt, start us off. What's happening?
Good news, guys. It's my birthday tomorrow. And as an only child, I've learned to drag out celebrations for a month. They start tonight with seeing garbage, getting taken for lunch and dinner tomorrow, huge night out on Friday, and then a girly holiday to Ibiza in June.
Wow.
It's not even an important birthday. 32.
Who's that from?
That's from Faye. Confirm Mr. Faye.
It's the Festival of Faye.
Yes.
The month-long celebration of Faye. We're on board. Good news, guys. Says Butch Jeff. Thanks to Kendall, I can now read Catherine Cookson in public without fear of ridicule. Oh, man, that's good news. That's good news, Butch Jeff. And he's put Butch Jeff in capitals just to ram home just how Butch Butch Jeff is. Where's it going on?
Got a hive update from Lindy.
Terrific. How's that beehive going?
Although I'm still awaiting a swarm of bees for my hive, the blue banana squash and yin-yang bean seeds have germinated, which I think is good news.
I think that's good news, yeah. It must be the weather, eh, mate? You can use that.
Use
that a bit later on,
exactly.
Samantha in Maidstone says, good news, guys. Just seen a man unashamedly wearing a Santa hat in May.
What?
It's clearly an off-duty Santa. That's good news, isn't it? We just looked out the window a moment ago. There was a... What are they called again? A mariachi band.
Yeah,
just strolling around playing a song. It's unusual, isn't it? Yeah. Still all good news. Good news, guys. It's the end of school. Whole year photo today. Meaning I'll be looking my best all day. And Miss Laidler will finally see that I'm the one for her. Nice. Alistair in Newcastle. Excellent work there. Hope it all goes well with Miss Laidler.
Good news, guys. Got three proms to go to with three lovely girls.
Awesome.
It's from Anonymous. I think it may be Charchi from Happy Days.
Confirm, Mr. Callum from Brentwood. What's your good news?
Good news, guys. I'm playing Uno.
That's not good news.
That's great news. He's playing Uno. Why not? Yes. I imagine he's in a caravan somewhere in a rainy field just playing Uno with his nan.
Yeah, pick up four and I pick a colour. Eat it. Good news, guys.
Yeah.
It's cooking week at Park Gardens Nursery.
Oh, about time.
I think the staff, well, Kate, are more excited than the kids. Woo, Marina.
Excellent work. And confirm, listener, Gorilla, what is your good news?
Good news, guys. I got to pop the teaspoon through the coffee jar this morning. Oh. Superb. That's not good news. That's great news.
If you're popping that seal on that coffee jar...
What a joy.
It's going to be a great day, everybody. We can tell just from Gorilla. Oh, I might pop out and buy some new coffee just for that once in a month's time experience.
XFM.
Matt Dyson, do you have any vocal skills whatsoever? That sounded like I was getting at you for not speaking. This is to do with something I've read about. There wasn't a dig.
Do you have any vocal skills whatsoever? What a way to start the week.
Yeah.
In terms of noise making.
Noise making, yeah. Not just talking.
I think I can do that one where you flick your cheek, yeah.
No.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
No. Okay, you're getting there.
So there's something there. I can do a horse. Clippity-clopping.
I'm just... Sorry, when you were doing that, I was imagining you sort of bargaining your way out of a terrible situation. Like just lost in the wild somewhere, surrounded by, say, gangsters, and just going, I can do this noise.
Please save me.
Is that any help?
It's not exactly that guy off Police Academy, is it?
It's not. No. Who, by the way, is coming in soon. He's going to be on this very show.
Oh, yes.
I would try and up your skill level.
I know.
Before meeting him.
What about table tennis?
Can you imagine, though, at midnight... Surrounded by a group of men, just kind of going, or just trying to barter your way to some rice. You're in the middle of the jungle somewhere, just trying to get a meal. Just go, I can do this.
Okay, guys. Let me go. If I can do ping pong, let me go. Yeah.
It's not great. It's not as good as this guy. This is the reason. A man has recorded an entire rendition of the whole Star Wars theme, right? The entire symphony piece using just his voice.
Smart mouth.
Smart mouth. That's what we're calling him on the show. And he's got sort of 90... You know, you can record different tracks and all that kind of stuff and put them all together. He's done about 90 of these, right? So it's quite a difficult thing to do. His name is Mr. McCaig. That's all it says. Doesn't have his first name. Oh, yeah, Nick McCaig. And this is 4 minutes long. We'll play you just a snippet. Here you go, listen. Wow.
Just him.
Just him. Imagine that. Imagine you're getting married, you're surprising the woman you're getting married to by having this as she plays down the aisle, she walks down the aisle. Just him. 90 hymns. So that takes a lot of effort. That's a great thing to do. What a wonderful, you know, couple of weeks that must have been for him. Magical time.
It's pretty cool. It wouldn't be quite so cool recording the individual tracks on there.
No, I'm just getting the harmonies slightly wrong. Yeah. But then I was reminded of a thing that I'd seen just the other day of a lady, and she's there. I imagine it's like her first sort of week at university or something, and she's bonding with her new sort of flatmates. And you know, when you're at that stage, you want to impress, you know. You bring out the skills that you've got, the interesting stories, that sort of thing. And it turns out that she can do quite a few animal noises. Listen to these.
Dog.
time?
Cat. American robin.
Ooh.
Cricket.
Pretty good.
Crow. Wolf. Peacock.
Oh, that's good.
Monkey.
Oh, from her.
And parrot.
Wow.
Pretty good. And remarkably specific as well, the American robin.
Yeah.
You know, one of those.
Yeah, right.
And it got me thinking about, you know, what can you do? You can do almost do a click-clop sound.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Dave can barely speak this morning because of a stag do in Budapest. Have you got any vocal skills?
Not really. I mean, I think this is quite a unique whistle that I can do.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, that's not bad.
Good.
But it doesn't pertain to anything. It's not something. No. So all you can do is go, I can do quite a unique whistle.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, you'd be in trouble. You'd be in trouble bartering for rice in the middle of nowhere.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Pay-per-view.
Wait for it.
Mm-hmm. Pay-per-view. So let's look in the papers. A 13-year-old US schoolgirl has set up her own company, Matt, after coming up with what she claims is a cure for hiccups. Now, depending on how long you've been with the show this morning, about sort of halfway through Matt's early news bulletin, but it was just a little moment, wasn't it?
It happens about once every 3 months. I breathe in and my throat closes at the same time, creating a strange noise.
Why once every 3 months?
I don't
four
know,
times
seems,
a year.
It seems to be about the way it works.
Four times a year.
Don't tell him when it's going to happen.
Mallory Keevman from Manchester, Connecticut, says she got the idea after trying to tame a stubborn bout of hiccups 2 years ago. She tried every remedy she could think of, it says, including drinking salt water, sipping water out of an upside-down cup, eating spoonfuls of sugar and slurping pickle juice.
Ugh.
Never heard that one. Let's get some pickle juice on standby once
Gotta
every 3 months.
It.
So what we're looking at now, it's, what is it, May 10th, June, July, August 10th, we're expecting the next Dyson hiccup.
Yeah.
We'll get pickle juice involved. So she combined three favourite cures, lollipops, apple cider vinegar and sugar, into a single cure. And she says, I'm still tweaking the taste. And she's 13, but she says, it triggers a set of nerves in your throat and mouth that are responsible for the hiccup reflex arc. It overstimulates those nerves and cancels out the brain message to hiccup. And she's this 13-year-old girl who's now the CEO and founder of her own company called Hiccupops.
That is brilliant.
That is brilliant. When I was 13, I think my best idea was still just washing cars for money.
Yeah.
Maybe a paper round.
Yeah.
She's a CEO.
Wow.
Did you have a little business when you were a kid? Did you have a great business?
Yes, me and my mate Simon Collins used to sell fake wrestling autographs on pictures.
What?
Wrestlers.
You'd, what?
Well, we just get pictures of wrestlers from WWF, as it was called then, and just sign them. So there you go, it's signed.
Really?
Yeah.
And what, and sell them to
Not
who?
We didn't sell many.
Yeah, but...
To other school kids.
To other school kids? Yeah. How much was an autograph of, say, Hulk Hogan?
It was about 30p or something.
30p?
This was the 80s. Yeah.
That's amazing. I also love the fact that you mentioned Simon Collins there, because it's a rule, isn't it? Like a legality within our generation that if ever mentioning anyone from school, you must give their full name.
Yeah.
So we should do that as a texter at some point. Yes, Simon Collins,
Michael
Amadio. But
this hiccup thing actually works, because I'm interested. I get hiccups quite a lot, not just
once every 3 months.
Yeah, but that's amazing.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
That could be life-changing.
It could be life-changing for you more than anyone.
XFM.
Right now, we're going to delve into the world of the £5 flat fee fine. Little things that that you think should be deemed misdemeanours and therefore charged for. Matt, why don't you begin?
I confirm listener Toby in Hammersmith isn't a happy man this morning.
Why is that?
£5 flat fee fine for those tragic, wretched buffoons who, with a complete lack of self-awareness or modesty, refer to themselves as a bit of a handful or a real character.
Oh, yeah.
Or even fouler than those, I'm known as a loose cannon. No, you are not, my friend.
Mm.
You are known as something very different. Thank you. Great show.
Good, good. Excellent work. Anonymous just says, £5, please. I'm kind of shortening this, but it's essentially to anyone who's orange due to self-tanning.
Right.
Just go, you know, get some originality. An individual style, please, they're saying. So £5, please, if you are orange. Patrick just says... on my note about Greenwich, I find Greenwich being so far away. Patrick from Greenwich says, that's weird. Always found Greenwich to be quite close. Parks, tunnels, observatories, ships and museum all seem very close. Please don't contradict me. That's a five-minute ban. Five-minute ban.
5 minute listener ban.
It's a shame. So that's 9:20. So Patrick, rejoin us at 9:25, please. Turn your radio off now. Rejoin us at 9:25. Denise in Croydon says £5 fine for anyone who insists on ringing the bell on a bus when it's already been rung. Come on, the bell rings. The stop sign lights up.
Yeah.
You don't have to ring the bell for each person getting off. Yeah. £5, please. Yeah. Good work. Matt's applauding.
Town planners. Oh yeah. Says Den in Barking. Always a good way to start a text. Town planners. Stop calling streets without even a single tree gardens. Oh. I live in Wilmington Gardens and there's just a shrub. £5, please.
Excellent. Eddie says, I want to introduce a £5 flat fee fine for people who say OMG. It's impossible to say with any degree of certainty whether or not God exists, but should he exist, he'd probably take a very dim view of your startlingly poor use of the English language. £5, please.
Good work, good work. Del in Essex, people who think they are super clever by saying you and I.
Yeah.
When in fact you and me is actually correct. Yeah.
You and me is correct. I saw a newsreader do it the other day.
Right.
She went from Bill and I, good morning, whatever. Yeah. Well, you wouldn't say that, would you? It's no, Bill and me.
Yeah.
Anyway, £5, please. People who say, I keep thinking it's Monday. But it's quite obvious by the extensive hangovers all round that we've just finished a bank holiday weekend. Yeah, absolutely. £5, please, for anyone who this morning has said, I keep thinking it's Monday. Go on.
People who walk under umbrellas when it's not raining. Not just small umbrellas, but the big golf ones.
Oh, right.
I like poking my eyes out. £5, please.
Excellent.
That's from Dane.
Didn't someone want to also ban anyone under 5'6 from using an umbrella?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they get poked quite a bit.
Tommy in Essex.
Yeah, I'm not going with that, Tommy. I'm not going with that. Well, yeah, we've got poor confirmed Mr. Fran to think of.
Yeah.
Can't have him getting sopping wet, can we? And Lauren says, parents who allow their screaming children to scream in shops and buses and food places, £5, please, before you...
Scrap
that, reverse it to 5 minute listener ban.
Oh,
no.
Whoa.
Another
5 minute listener ban.
Very card
hat. Well, Lauren, you know, you're sitting there thinking that the parents enjoy the screaming somehow, as if at no point have they thought, I should just get them to stop.
It's true. It's good.
So I'm saying £5 to anyone who thinks that parents allow their children to scream very happily. Wow. So there you go. In your face, Lauren from Glasgow. I think that's Lauren's second listener ban. And finally,
that's the chance you take with these £5 flat fee fines.
Exactly.
And one anonymous to end on just says, people at the gym playing, texting, talking on your mobiles. You should be working out. £5, please.
£5, please, on top of your standard gym membership.
XFM.
Let's talk about Uno. Uno, of course, the popular card game. Different colours, different numbers. If you've been listening, if you're regular listening, you know it's day 12 of Uno. On the XFM Breakfast Show, our current champion on what's been an amazing run is, of course, confirmed listener Callum from Brentwood. He's at the little table in his caravan. The rain has kind of spattered the window this morning. He's got a small cup of tea in the lid of a tartan flask, it says here. So, Matt, once more, you're going to take on Callum from Brentwood. Decks are shuffled. We're playing in runs of three, everybody. As usual, we start with Callum. Callum, it's your run to begin.
Blue 2, yellow 2, yellow 3.
Yellow 3, man.
Green 3, green miss a go, back to me.
Back to you.
Green 7, hit me.
Blue 7, red 7, plus 4, pick up and my choice of colour.
Ooh, nice one, Callum.
Darn it.
Matt?
Okay, straight back at you, Callum. Red pick up 2.
Yeah.
Change direction.
A. Ooh. Back to me.
Yeah.
Blue pick up 2.
Change direction.
Back to you.
Miss a turn.
It's pretty good.
And that's Uno.
That's Uno. He's done it again. Well done, Callum. Callum from Brentwood. I guess we'll play again tomorrow. Just keep on playing.
Well, Danny, it's like I always say, you know you're in for a treat when it's Uno.
I wonder, if we were to think about it, what we've learned today.
Danny Analytics.
Stat me up, Matt.
Well, the groundbreaking radio first happened this morning as the popular caravan holiday card game Uno was played live on air for the first time on the radio. Confirmed listener Callum was triumphant. Turns out I was wrong to hold back my wild card colour changer. But hey, that's Uno.
You live and learn. On today's show, as Matt says, Dave struggled to comprehend an idea Matt and I had for playing Uno live on the radio. With neither a grasp of the basic rules nor an understanding of why live Uno is what the XFM breakfast show demographic is crying out for, he had to then explain this concept to Callum, the listener, off air.
Callum,
yep.
A little bit later on, we're going to pretend we're playing Uno against you.
Okay.
Went on for quite a while, that.
We are XFM.
So there you go. That was podcast number 41 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. I'm not sure why I said my name in that strange way. Remember, you can listen live every day from 6:30 on XFM 104.9 FM in London, on DAB, or online at xfm.co.uk. We think you're terrific. Bye-bye.
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.